Title: NYC's New PIDA Terror Tax, What Property Owners Need to Know. Content: On July 22, 2026, New York City began formally implementing a new annual surcharge, referred to as the PIDA Terror Tax, on certain non-primary residential properties, touted as a way to close an historic budget gap without reducing essential services or raising taxes and fees on working New Yorkers. The tax applies to New York City fiscal years beginning on or after July 1, 2026, and unless renewed is currently scheduled to expire on June 30, 2031. The tax applies to 1-, 2-, and 3-family homes with a Department of Finance, DOF, property tax valuation exceeding $5 million, and cooperative and condominium residences with a DOF property tax valuation exceeding $1 million, in each case, when the owner has a separate primary residence on July 22, 2026. The DOF began mailing notices to owners of New York City residential properties for which its records did not establish primary residence status. Owners who received a notice but believe their property qualifies as a primary residence have the opportunity to dispute the designation and apply for an exemption. The rollout, however, was far from smooth. DOF first published a list that captured over 960,000 properties that could be potentially subject to the PIDA Terror Tax. However, the city later clarified that only a small fraction, 17,000, of those property owners who received DOF notices in the mail are potentially subject to the tax, causing confusion among property owners. As a result, a group of city residents have filed a legal challenge to the implementation of the new law in New York Supreme Court, Richmond County, Staten Island, as is discussed more fully below. Below is a summary of the key provisions property owners should be aware of. 1. Which properties are subject to the tax, exemption eligibility. The PIDA Terror Tax, beginning on July 1, 2026, is an annual surcharge imposed on New York City non-primary residential properties, specifically 1-, 2-, and 3-family homes with a DOF property tax valuation exceeding $5 million, and 2. Cooperative and condominium residences with a DOF property tax valuation exceeding $1 million. However, beginning on July 1, 2028, the tax will apply only to single-family homes, cooperatives, and condominiums valued at $5 million or more. Exempt properties are those that serve as the primary residence of the owner, a tenant or subtenant, an immediate family member of the owner or the majority interest holder, or one or more individuals who collectively hold a majority interest in an entity that owns the property, or the sole beneficiary or beneficiaries of a trust that directly owns the property. 2. Applicable tax rates for property tax years 2026 to 27 and 2027 to 28. The specific rates are as follows. Property type: DOF market value surcharge rate 1-, 2-, and 3-family homes $5 million or greater, but less than $15 million 0.8% 1-, 2-, and 3-family homes $15 million or greater, but less than $25 million 1.05% 1-, 2-, and 3-family homes $25 million or greater 1.3% condominium and cooperative units $1 million or greater, but less than $3 million 4% condominium and cooperative units $3 million or greater, but less than $5 million 5.25% condominium and cooperative units $5 million or greater 6.5% before July 1, 2028. The surcharge rate will be applied to the current tax assessed value of each property in question. Starting on July 1, 2028, however, the surcharge rate will instead be applied to the property's value under a new DOF assessed value system that has yet to be released. 3. How to find out if you are on the list and how to apply for an exemption. Are you on the list? On July 22, 2026, the DOF mailed approximately 17,000 notices to property owners of New York City residential properties for which its records did not establish primary residence status. Separately, on July 24, 2026, the DOF published a supplemental market value roll on its property assessments page. The roll includes all 1-, 2-, and 3-family homes that may be subject to the surcharge, as well as all cooperative and condominium properties, including each individual cooperative unit in any building in which at least one unit may be subject to the surcharge. Importantly, the DOF clarified that only those property owners who received notices from the DOF are potentially subject to the surcharge. Deadline to apply for an exemption and how.